Hi, my name is Zakaron, and welcome to my video and podcast, What You Say Is What You Get, where I reveal the optimal way to talk to yourself and other people to create alignment with what you want, to manifest what you want in your life, without blocking it from coming to you. Instead of just saying, I want, which just keeps you in a state of wanting what you don't have. You're going to speak about how nice it is and how nice it will be to have what you want. You're going to speak about the good feelings of having what you want. Then you're in a vibrational space of feeling the good feelings of having what you want, which focuses you towards having what you want and away from the absence of what you want. So enjoy my video and podcast and be prepared for learning how to quantumly, powerfully learn how to create what you want with your focus on what you want and by speaking about what you want. Hi, my name is Zakaron. Welcome again to my video. If you like this video, if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. In my videos, podcast articles, and all the products that I share and provide for people, they are designed to empower you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality, to create a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. Full of happiness, health, wealth, love, and joy. Now, if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, which is a crazy, amazing video, audio, and book, to create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, so here we go. What you say is what you get. So what you think about and talk about creates your reality based on the law of attraction. So what is an optimal way to speak to get what you want? It is your natural state of being as a creator to always be wanting slash desiring more and better improvement. But whenever you desire something, every desire is a two-edged sword. When you pick up the stick of desire, it always has having on one end of the stick and not having on the other end. When you say, I want that, the essence of that desire stems from the fact that you don't have it yet. Or the lack of what you want causes you to desire having what you don't have. So you're vibrating a lack of what you want and the excitement of having what you want at the same time. So they cancel each other out and nothing changes. When you say, I want that, what you are really vibrating is, I want that thing that I don't have yet. So the universe has no choice but to give you more of not having what you want yet. So how do you dig yourself out of that hole that most people find themselves in every single day, which causes them to keep experiencing more lack of what they want in their lives? One game you can play from Abraham and Esther Hicks is the wouldn't it be nice game. Instead of saying, I want this and that, say, wouldn't it be nice if I had that? Then you get into the feeling of being, doing, and having that thing that you want, which is how you can actually create and attract what you want, with the feeling of being, doing, and having it. And when you're in that feeling zone of being, doing, and having it, then there's no lack in your vibration. And you can now enjoy the deliciousness of that desire without any resistance and without any angst that you don't have it yet. And you can't think and feel two things at once, so this gives you focus. And focus raises your vibration and clarifies your point of attraction because you are naturally oriented towards what you want. Wouldn't it be nice, or my favorite way of saying it, the playing the I love the feeling game orients you on the having end of the stick and gets you out of the trap that most people are in but don't know it. When most people are thinking of a desire, they believe they are focused on their desire and having their desire, when in fact, they're really focused vibrationally on the absence of what they want. And the universe doesn't hear what you say or think. It only feels what you are vibrating. And whatever you're vibrating, it is obliged to give you more of that. So, in the morning, when you are doing your hour of power, which of course you should be doing, or your 30 minutes to thrive, those are two terminologies that Tony Robbins came up with, and you are doing your daily success rituals, meditations, and affirmations, which I came up with, and you play the wouldn't it be nice game, or the I love the feeling of being, doing, or having that. I personally love playing the I love the feeling game because it gets you right into the joyful feelings of being, doing, and having what you want. So get yourself a notebook for your morning rituals of success and write about whatever you want in your life and the wonderful, joyful feelings of being, doing, and having that, such as I love the feeling of having that new car and driving that new car and the new car smell, and then describe the wonderful feeling of being in that car, and you can even script where you're going to go, what you're going to do, how it feels driving it, and the new car smell, and how good you feel, how powerful, how excited you feel, how successful you feel in that new car, how proud that you are that you were able to manifest the money for that. Or if it's health or relationship, whatever you want, I love the feeling of being really, really healthy and full of life and vitality, or and full of energy, or out of the feeling of being in a beautiful, loving relationship, and just describe all the wonderful things that you will do together. Do not describe what you don't want. Only describe the wonderful feelings of being, doing, and having what you want, and you will create what you want, and soon you'll be being, doing, and having it. I love the feeling of bringing immense joy and empowerment to people's lives because they have watched this video or listened to this podcast, which is why I do what I do. I love the feeling of empowering people to be able to easily and gracefully be happy and manifest anything they desire in a physical reality. I love the feeling of empowering people. I love the feeling of being empowered. I love the feeling of empowering you. I love the feeling of being happy. I feel love the feeling of you being happy. I love the feeling of being excited and completely overwhelmed with joy and adventure. I love the feeling of being, doing, and having whatever I want. I love the feeling of being an empowered creator of reality. I love the feeling of helping other people to be, do, and have whatever they want and become empowered creators of reality. So get yourself a notebook. Have fun writing, I love the feeling of this, I love the feeling of that, everything that you want to be, do, and have in your life. Enjoy the feeling of it. And then that vibration is going to help you manifest whatever you want, because you've got to be a vibrational match to what you want in order for it to manifest into physical reality. So enjoy that journey, enjoy that adventure. I hope you enjoyed this video or podcast. Please like it, share it with your friends. Please come check out my self-empowering goodies at thechiron.com to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. And again, if you'd like to receive my free book, video, and podcast series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you'd like to learn how to travel the world at 20 to 70% off, and how to make extra money with your phone anywhere in the world, travel more often, have more fun, help other people have more fun, and make money helping other people have fun, go to ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video, listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday.